Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In this week's Parasha Bo, we read about Hashem taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim after a long, dark period of slavery. Before the redemption process began, there didn't seem to be any hope for the Jews ever getting out. Egypt was a superpower, and the Jews were helpless slaves. But in a very short time period, Hashem turned everything around. The Jewish people became the wealthiest nation, feared by all other nations, Shame'u Amim Yirgazun, and the Egyptians plummeted to their deaths, obliterated and forgotten about forever. Hashem could take the most dismal and hopeless situation and in an instant turn it into the most glorious time. This should give us chizuk, to always have hope, no matter what we're experiencing. Any situation can be turned around, and it could happen in ways that we would never imagine. The Dubno Magid brought a mashal of two partners who were traveling together on business. One was a very strong man who was outspoken and arrogant. The other was a meek individual with many types of ailments, bruises and boils all over his body. The strong one would torment the weak one, talking down to him, shaming him all the time. They arrived to the city where the king lived. And just before that, the king's main doctor and bodyguard both passed away. The day that they arrived, two new people were appointed to fill those jobs. The doctor came in front of the king and said, "Here I am, king, I'm ready to perform." The king said, "I heard you're the greatest doctor, but how do I know if it's really true?" The doctor said, "I'll prove it to you. Find me the sickest man in this kingdom, and I'll heal him and make him stronger than ever." The new bodyguard also appeared before the king, and the king asked him the same question. The bodyguard replied, "Bring me the strongest man in this kingdom, and I'll break him down, and I'll prove myself." And the search was on, and these two partners were the ones chosen to be brought to the palace. The doctor healed that weak, sickly man, and he became healthy and stronger than anyone could have ever possibly thought. And the strong man was brought down from his haughtiness and put in his place once and for all. And in the blink of an eye, these parties practically traded places. It happened so fast, something that no one would have ever thought, and it came in a way least expected. So too it is with us. People can be lifted up in a moment. The salvations of Hashem are not predictable, and it's not upon us either to figure out how Hashem could help us. We just have to believe that it could happen and live our lives with that peace of mind. Rabbi Elimelech Biderman told a story which took place just a few months ago in Israel. A young man who was not that religious began learning Torah with a rabbi. They started learning Hilchot Shabbat, and they learned the halakha that when it comes to spending money to honor Shabbat, a person could even borrow, and Hashem will pay him back. The boy was enthralled with this halakha. That same week, two of his friends asked him if he wants to come with them to Meron for Shabbat to get chizuk there. They would split all the expenses three ways. He replied, "I would love to come, but I don't have the money to spend." The friend said, "Don't worry, I'll lend you the money and you'll pay me back." The young man would normally not accept such an offer, but he was actually excited to put into practice the law which he had just learned. This was going to enhance his Shabbat so he could borrow and Hashem would pay him back. So he said, "Great, I'm in, let's go." They had a wonderful, uplifting Shabbat. Afterwards, they made the calculation. Each person owed 388 shekel and 60 agurot. The friend asked the young man when he thinks he's going to pay him back, and the man replied, "Don't worry, I'll get the money soon. Hashem's going to pay me." A few days later, it was this young man's birthday. He was also engaged to be married, and his future in-laws gave him a gift for good luck. It was a new wallet with each type of shekel, bill, and coin that was circulating as part of the currency of Israel. There were four total bills, a 200 shekel, a 100, a 50, and a 20, totaling 370 shekalim. And there were also six coins. One was worth 10 shekel, The other was 5. The other was 2. The other was 1. There was a half a shekel coin and 10 agurot coin. The coins totaled 18 shekel and 60 agurot. The bills plus the coins came out to exactly 388 shekel and 60 agurot. Just the amount this boy needed to repay the loan for Shabbat. The money came in a way that he could have never imagined. This is Yeshuat Hashem Kehedef Ayin. Things can change so quickly. Our hope and belief in Hashem helps to produce salvations. Shabbat Shalom.